Hey everyone, January 30th, and this is Mondays with the Mayor. I'm sure many of you are waking up to a wet Monday, but that's okay. As long as you're inside, hopefully you're staying dry. So let's kind of just dive right into what we got going on. Shout out first to one of Prescott Valley's employees, Cutter Chamberlain. He's the assistant to the town manager, and I'm just going to read what award that he won. Cutter won the Rachel Hutt Breeman Associates Award for Excellence in Leadership. The award is in memory of Rachel Hutt Breeman, who was an active ACMA member. She was serving on the board of directors for two terms and volunteering on several committees. This award is specifically designed to recognize an associate member who contributes to the profession through their organization at an associate member level rather than the CEO level. And the greatest part about this is there's only one award throughout the entire state of Arizona, and Cutter Chamberlain, right here, town of Prescott Valley, was awarded it. So congratulations, Cutter. You're part of an amazing team, so thank you. What else we got going on? Last week, town of Prescott Valley, our council, we approved the two monument signs. So basically, these signs are going to be set at the entrances to Prescott Valley, one over by 169 and 69 on Highway 69 at 169, and then also over at Highway 69 and Baker Street by Victoria State. So if you haven't had a chance to check it out, go on to the town's website, check out the Facebook page, go to Nextdoor, anywhere you'll be able to see what exactly it looks like, and these signs are going to light up and basically set the tone and let people know where they are when they come to town. So exciting. What else we got rolling out today? This is important when you're traveling around. Four-way stop signs are going active at Spouse and Viewpoint, and then also at Old Black Canyon Highway and Stone Ridge Drive. So be on the lookout for that, especially, you know, how you can drive a certain road for a while and then not be expected to stop or not all of a sudden there be a stop sign. Just pay more attention now. So again, Spouse and Viewpoint and Old Black Canyon Highway and Stone Ridge Drive. What else we got going on? Tomorrow was going to be our chamber quarterly breakfast, but unfortunately, we kind of predicted the weather and they canceled it. So one of the things I would be speaking at during that breakfast would be basically a state of the town on what's happening, what's going on, and how things are going. And I'm just going to not do the whole thing for you, but I'm going to give you a little highlight of what our economic growth is. So our economic growth for Prescott Valley in the year 2022, this would include our retail, our hotel, and our restaurant sales. That is up 9.3% from the previous year. So pretty exciting news for the town of Prescott Valley. Stay tuned for more updates. And then next week, I will be out at Pronghorn Ranch Clubhouse on Wednesday. And we'll be talking more about Prescott Valley, what's going on, and I'll also be giving a presentation for our update. So if you have any questions, any comments, you want to be there, swing on by. It is at noon at the clubhouse. Or if you can't make it and you want me to answer some questions, shoot me an email and love to answer any questions you may have. What else we got going on? This week at study session, council will be discussing our water and wastewater rate fees. Basically, there'll be a presentation in regards to what our rate fees are. Are they due to be changing? Do they need to go up? Do they need to go down? Basically, in today's world, obviously prices of things have gone up, and we need to try to figure out what is that perfect balance for our residents to be able to provide them with the service. And also, it's another step towards town of Prescott Valley conserving water and basically the preservation of water and what we can do to make things a little bit better. So we'll be discussing the tier system in regards to, depending on if you spend a little bit amount of water, then your rate is at the lowest. But if you want to, you know, water and have trees and grass and use a lot of water, then you're charged at a higher rate. So everywhere in between. So check that out. What else we got? We'll be getting an update on the master drainage and recharge plan. So all throughout town on how our water basically travels through on days like today. And then after that, that is a public open house. So on February 2nd, this Thursday, it'll be over at the Prescott Valley Library Auditorium. So if you want to be there and hear more about that or ask some questions, check that out right after our study session. And then finally, also town council will be considering free-range animal zoning. So basically that means, you know, chickens and rabbits, and if it's something that the town of Prescott Valley would like to be involved in. Currently the zoning is, I believe it's 2 chickens for 1-acre parcels. As many of you can know, we we don't have very many 1 acre parcels here in Prescott Valley. So we're looking at adopting perhaps an ordinance from Flagstaff or Prescott or Chandler or even Phoenix on what they're doing. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can send us an email, or you can comment also on our Facebook page or our, you know, next door Twitter or Instagram. And it won't be open to the public in regards to call to the public where they'll be able to comment. That will come at a later date. But if you just want to come and show up and listen to what's going on, it'll be this Thursday at study session. So, and with that being said, folks, we're finishing it up for this Mondays with the Mayor. I appreciate you guys joining us. And this is our dad joke. Remember, they're not bad jokes. They're just dad jokes. What kind of underwear does a cloud wear? Thunderwear. Get it? Thunderwear? Hey, folks. Have a great week. Try and stay dry. Be healthy. Be safe.